come and take the microphone. If anybody doesn't know Kelly, she's a young woman of God. What are you laughing at? No. No, she's just being polite, I think. The daughter of Denise and John. John's away in Nepal as well. But it's been on Denise's heart to come along and release something, to pray for the folk here, to pray for Slough. And so when we heard that, we said, yeah, we want that. So, Father God, we pray, Lord God, for Kelly right now, Lord God, that you would anoint her to bring the word that you put on her heart, Lord God, to bring it with clarity. And Father, that you would give us hearts to hear what you're saying to the church, Lord God. And so, Father, we just ask you to bless her and have your way in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, everyone. I'm just feeling the joy right now. You know what, like, when we came early to do some, like, praying and stuff. I just want to say, like, it's so amazing to see how passionate you guys are. Like, I was just blown away by, like, the hunger that you have. And, you know, it's just amazing just to partner with you, like, in what's going on with Slough and stuff. So, like, today I'm going to actually, you know what, let's just pray. Let's just welcome the Holy Spirit. Yeah, God, you know, we just open up this time. We just say, God, we just want to do what you want, God, today. We just say, come, Holy Spirit, have your way. We just want to live under an open heaven, God. I just want to pray just for the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit just to come, God. Just burn our hearts, God. Just raise us up and call us forth. Just to step out, God. Just have your way today. So I'm going to be talking about revival and just the keys of revival. And I've basically just split it into two groups. Like, the first half is just what I feel like Holy Spirit's just saying about what's going on in this generation. And then the second half is, like, how we can just begin just to step out and step into that. And I just have two things to say. Number one is that the time is now. And number two is that this is it. Woo! Oh, okay. Like, I just believe, like, there is something shifting all over the nations, like, and in the church worldwide right now. Like, I believe that we're on the brink of global awakening. Yes, that's what I want to hear. Like, I was hanging out with my good friend Tina. She's here today. She's got a little Bible out. And we just like got together and we just started praying, and like, I just went into this really, really intense encounter, and like, the Holy Spirit just started talking to me. And this was around the time of like the Japan earthquakes and like the Libya uprisings and stuff. And I just asked the Holy Spirit, like, why are things happening in the natural right now? And he just said, like, I'm just trying to get the attention of the church. Like, there's a calling over the church in this generation to wake up and to wake up to the earth's cries. You know, that it's time for the church to come forth as a bride of Christ and to hear and pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying. There's this guy called Bob Jones. Like, has anyone heard of him? So for those who haven't, basically, like, Satan killed him and he went to heaven and he met Jesus. And Bob was like, oh, yeah, Lord, you know, just let me in. Like, I want to come to heaven and stuff. And Jesus just said to him, like, no, Bob, like, it's not time. And he sent Bob, like, back to earth. You know, he's alive right now, but he sent Bob back with the promise of a 1 billion youth revival. And I believe that that stuff is beginning to happen. Like, I believe that that harvest of those 1 billion youth are just beginning to become manifest on this earth right now. And I know that you guys, like, have a heart to see youth. And I just want to say, like, I believe God is just going to, like, begin just rolling in the youth to this congregation. And when Jim Paul was here as well, like, he had a word that the youth would dig up these wells of revival with their bare hands. And these wells of revival, I believe, are just beginning to reopen and being poured out over the church once again. The things that people have sown in for in the past, the things that people have cried for, the things that people have wept for, these things are just beginning to become available again over the church. You know, it's time to just take up that mantle and just say, yeah, God, you know, we just step forth into what's already been poured out. You know, the revivals that have been in the past are ours to claim right now. Hmm. Like, I believe that like, there's a fresh moment becoming available to us right now in this generation, that if the church awaken and lay a hold of this, it's going to change the course of history as we know it. Like, we're on the brink of revival. Like, Holy Spirit just said to me, like, this isn't a shift, this is the shift. Revivals have died out in the past, but I believe that this revival that's coming is going to be one that's going to be carried forth from generation to generation. We were at Basics, which is like Rivers Youth Group, with Jim Paul. He came and spoke, and during worship, like, this guy, just a neighbour, just random, he just walked in and was like, shut up or get out, and, you know, just left like a really horrible spirit. But that happened because, like, we began just pushing against the gates of hell, pushing against the darkness, and it caused an uprising in the natural. Like, I believe that the quiet church has just been in hiding, that has gone unnoticed for so long, is becoming to get its roar back. It's been transformed into the loud church that will get noticed by its neighbours and that will cause uprisings in the natural. But that's who we're created to be. We're meant to be a people who go forth and reveal ourselves and are noticed by the natural. Amen. So if you just whip out your Bibles and go to Isaiah 11 verse 2. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And like Holy Spirit just highlighted to me the line, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. And I just want to say, like, I just feel like the Lord is just raising up individuals in this room, and he's beginning just to bestow just heavenly wisdom on you. And this is where the youth part comes in. I believe that God is raising up individuals with that wisdom. He's then going to bring in the youth, and you're going to bestow that wisdom upon them, which is going to enable them to dig up those wells of revival. I just want to say, you guys are significant in that. You know, without you pouring out that wisdom upon them, like, the youth won't be able to dig up those wells. Just want to say, like, the older generation play a significant part in the raising up of young people to dig up those wells of revival. Amen. And you know, like, we're called, like, to royalty. You know, we're made for greatness. And you know, Holy Spirit's just been teaching me as well, but I feel like this is something that's just going to be released over you guys, is that there's just going to be a restructure of mindsets of just how much you got when he died 2,000 years ago. You know, when you realize the authority that we have, you can shake a nation. You know, you can shake a nation when you begin to understand and step into the fullness that he's placed before us. You know, and it's exciting, you know, the authority that we carry, you know, can do stuff, you know. Yeah. God's just calling the bride just to come forth into who she's meant to be. Just turn to Romans 8 verse 19. It says, for the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons in God. I just want to say today that creation is waiting for us. Creation is waiting for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. They won't know who we are unless we step forth, unless we step up and reveal ourselves. You know, there's destruction wherever you go. It can be in the smallest of things. It can be in massive situations. But unless we reveal ourselves, things won't change. And then in verse 22, it says, for we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. the significance of the until now bit is that the sons and daughters of God have revealed themselves, and we are the deliverers of the earth's birth pains. Once we reveal ourselves as the sons and daughters of God, things shift, things change, and the earth's no longer in those birth pains because we've stepped up. Does that make sense? Are you with me? Yes. So the last thing that I want to say in this section is that if you look up all of the last day scriptures in the Bible, like that talk about the end times, you can separate them into two different groups. And the first group is the battlefield in which he sends us into. You know, in Matthew 24, it talks about like the rumor, you'll hear rumors of wars, you know, nation will rise against nation, you'll hear rumors of earthquakes and stuff. We're called into a place of destruction. We're called forth into the darkness. You know, that is the battlefield in which we're sent forth into. But the second group is the promises that he sends us into that battlefield with. And I think it's really significant that like Tom and Scott were talking about promises this morning. You know, I feel like God just wants to remind you that the battlefield in which you guys are called into, you know, into Slough, you know, you can just walk into Slough and there's just nations before your feet. Like, I feel like God just said, just don't forget the promises that I'm sending you out with, you know, I'm your protector, I'm your shield, you know, you will not strike your foot against a rock, you know, so I just encourage you guys just to go for it into the battlefield that you're called into, because when you go, you go with promises. Yeah. So how can we step into what's beginning to happen? Like, I was just talking with God when I was writing this talk, and he just like highlighted a few keys to me. And the first thing that he said was intercession. Okay, so these are like the keys that I feel like will enable us to go forth into a revival. Intercession, you know, breakouts manifest from the unwillingness to move until he comes. You know, sometimes he provokes us with stuff that's going on in other places, like you'll see a revival break out in another nation, or you'll see like healings and stuff. And the thing to watch out for is not to become, we can't become a bitter people. The reason that he provokes us with this stuff is because he wants us to turn and acknowledge him and say, come God, we want you to do the same thing with us. Break in, oh God. Yeah, that's what he does. He wants us to be a people who turn and acknowledge him. You know, he's waiting for a people who will just come in prayer and will not move until he comes. And the Holy Spirit like just showed me that like he's just beginning to reburn like the fires of intercession. Like I feel like some of you are called for intercession. Like Florence, he's been highlighting like you to me a lot about the intercession thing. I just feel like you're called to be an intercessor. But I feel like there are other people in this room that are called to be intercessors, but things in your life have just like made you hold back. Like you've pushed in for something and it hasn't happened. And so you've given up and then you've tried again and nothing's happened. But I feel like God is just beginning to reburn the fires of intercession. He's calling forth people who will carry this nation into revival through the intercession of prayer. And you know what, like, I just want to say, if that applies to you, like, do you want to just stand now? Even if you don't think you're called to intercession, like, I just really, like, quickly want to pray for you. If you feel like you've got, like, a call of intercession on your life. I don't like people just around and just quickly lay a hand on them. Yeah, God, like, I just want to pray just for the rebirth of intercession over these guys, God. We pray, Holy Spirit, for a new passion to be released over these guys, God. Reburn those fires. Restir hearts, God. Holy Spirit, won't you come, God? The things that you've put on their heart, God. I pray just for a heavenly release, God. Release the things that you've put in their hearts. Release the seeds in their hearts, God. Reburn the fires of intercession in this place, God. Yes, you guys are significant. Yeah, sure, da-da-da. Just release intercession, God. The fires of intercession are beginning to burn again. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, amen. You know, just claim it as your own, because you've got it. Yeah, and just the second key, which I feel like is the most important thing, like, in our lives, is intimacy. Like, that's the first part of our calling, is intimacy with Jesus. Everything flows from what you cultivate in the secret place with God. You know, the only way that we can change and shift atmospheres around us is if we spend time with Jesus, and if we just spend time with the Holy Spirit. You know, we need to come into that place where we're just a people who just become so close to Him that we can just feel His heartbeat. You know, and there are so many ways of just spending time with God. You know, you can paint, you can draw, like read your Bible, worship and stuff. But the most important thing is dialogue. It's just talking with God and saying, God, this is what's on my heart. You know, this is what I want to see. And just letting Him say, yeah, let's do it. You know, it's about a partnership. You know, and when you're in that place of intimacy, you come to a place of fullness, which allows for the overflowing of His heart to come out of you, His tangible presence, that fragrance of Jesus to come out of you and just to flow out wherever you go. You know, you walk and you're like a walking revival when you're in that place. You know, you just walk and things happen around you. And the thing is, you know, when we, as I said earlier, you know, when we realize that everything Jesus has is ours, you know, we can just start to spiritually feed this nation. Like, I just want to be real as well. Like, I struggled with intimacy for years and years and years. Like, I just couldn't even be bothered to, like, sacrifice watching 10 minutes of telly. Like, I was just like, just don't want to, you know, and I battled with it for so long. But God showed me that intimacy doesn't come without hunger. If you're not hungry, then you're not going to be able to be intimate with God. Like, there's a Misty Edwards song that says, hunger is an escort to the deeper things of God. You know, in Matthew 5 verse 3. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, there's a reason why the Sermon on the Mount was the first preach that Jesus preached. You know, being poor in spirit is a posturing of the heart where you're just wholly given and you just become so desperate and so wanting to be dependent on God that you can't go a day without Jesus. You know, if you're not hungry, if you don't feel hungry or desperate, then I just want to release that over you, because that revelation changed my life. I wouldn't be where I am right now if I hadn't have prayed that prayer of hunger and desperation. You know, even if you are hungry, there's always more. There is always more. So, you know, I just want to say, intimacy is a key of revival, but without hunger and desperation, you're not going to be able to step into that intimacy. And my third point is like a point that comes from within intimacy, which is like a passion for pursuing purity. You know, as you push into God in the secret place, you just encounter the one who is just wholly pure. You know, and from that place of intimacy, God just begins to reveal the attributes of His heart, and you want to become in His likeness the more you hang out with Him. You know, the more you hang out with Him, you're like, oh God, I want to be like You. And it's from that place that the passion for pursuing purity is birthed. And the good thing about that is that it allows the Holy Spirit to start bringing up stuff in you that needs to be changed and remolded back to His likeness. It creates room for the Holy Spirit just to use you. And you know what? It's not just purity. It's all the other attributes of God as well. But with purity is that, the thing with purity is that it, like, let me just think of what I'm going to say. Actually, you know what? Doesn't matter. Purity allows room for God to get rid of all the crap. The stuff that's not needed, you know, the stuff that just pollutes your mind, the crap that is from the world, you know, it can just get stuck to you. But the thing with purity is that as you encounter the one who is pure, it breaks that stuff off and you become like Jesus in that purity. Does that make sense? Okay. So it's basically a pattern, like God has highlighted to me a pattern. It goes like this. So hunger plus desperation equals intimacy, and in intimacy, a passion for purity and a passion for intercession is birthed. Does that make sense? Can you see that pattern? Okay. So I've come to my last point now. It's sacrifice. None of the things that I've just talked about will come without sacrifice. Sacrifice is the most powerful thing a person can do. You know, God is calling and is looking for a people who desire nothing but Him. You know, He's calling His bride to turn and acknowledge Him and say, Jesus, I give you all I am in return for all that you are. You know, like, I just believe there's just a real holy moment and just a fresh moment for people just to recommit. And I feel for you guys that the Lord's just saying, like, it's not too late. Like, it's never too late just to recommit to that and re-give your life back to Jesus. You know, looking back at the battle that I had, like, to me, like, my life just isn't worth living if He doesn't have all of me anymore. You know, for manifestations to break out and for manifestations to come, we have to sacrifice stuff. You know, and that isn't easy, but it changed my life. Like, I went to Epidemic Life in Bath, which is like a youth conference, and there was this guy called Matthias van der Steer there. He's been on the Finger of God and Furious Love and stuff, and he did a bit about sacrifice, and he like called us up for response time and stuff. And as soon as I said to God, here I am, like, I give my life to you, it was like bang. I've been doing stuff the last few weeks I never would have thought I would have been doing. Like, I'm up here, I never would have done that like 3 weeks ago. But it was because of that choice I made to give myself back to Jesus that allowed Him the room to use me in ways I can't even imagine. You know, God can't use half a person. He can only use the parts of us that we make available to Him to use. But if we only make certain parts of ourselves available, we're never going to be able to step into our full potential. You know, He took up His cross so that we could live in Him. But we have to take up our cross for Him to live in us. Does that make sense? You know, it's powerful when you allow God room to do stuff. I don't really know how long I've been talking for. I don't know if it's too short or whatever, but I'm just going to go ahead, like, go into response time now. But, like, I just want to open up this time and say to you guys, if you just want to recommit, if you just want to say, okay, God, like, I want to give, like, my life back to you. I want to give you me if it means that I get you back. I just want to open up that time. And actually, I want you guys, I'm going to get Scott up, but I want you guys to come up to the front and just take that time out with Jesus just for 5-10 minutes and just say, God, here I am. Because I, like, believe me, it's powerful. And this is like a safe place as well, you know. If you want to sit, if you want to lie, if you want to dance, you know, if you want to go crazy, then just do it. But I want this time just to be a significant time between you and God. So, you know what, like, if anyone wants to come up right now and just say, Jesus, I give my life to you, then I just want you guys to come up. No, just continue just to soak and just let God do what he wants. But I just have like one final thing to say, which is just a word just for the Slough congregation. Like, when I've just been praying for you guys, I just see water, like a waterfall. And I just believe, like, that God is just pouring stuff out and equipping you with new, like, ideas and strategies that are going to just be poured out. Like, I believe that the revival that's coming, it's just going to flow just from within the walls of this place. You know, and that's something to be excited about, because this place is seriously significant. You know, the individuals in this room, as you raise up as individuals, you come together as a core, you come together in that unity, and you go forth, and it's like bang. You know, there's just a power anointing over this place, and I just want to say keep pushing in and keep going for it, because stuff is beginning to happen and stuff is beginning to change.